for 12 years in a row, ranking Arizona's number one most trusted referral network, RosieOnTheHouse.com.
And we're privileged and happy to have you.
And over three decades of Rosie on the House.
Good morning, y'all. Wrapping up the Outdoor Living Hour, last hour. We're here to talk about your favorite subject, you and your home. It's what we do every Saturday morning and have been doing for over 30 years. Give us a ring at 1-888-767-4348. The auto attendant will answer and you just push the number one. And that will fast track you right into the broadcast booth here, where my wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick you up and we'll get your question and your name and air you and get you solved and a solution as quick as possible.
Breaking news.
Oh.
You no longer have to press the little annoying one.
Oh, we don't.
You call, I pick up.
Well, my little IT babe.
Well,
figured all that out.
No, Miss Jen G did. I'm not taking credit. I'm just telling you.
So we bypass. You do not have to bypass the auto attendant. 1-888-767-4348 puts you in touch with Jennifer, and that puts you on air with us to answer your question about your house, home, castle, or cabin. And boy, this is the time of year that people are certainly focused on their home. This time of year when it's perfect to be getting out there and trying to tackle some project. The weather is absolutely perfect for getting out and getting things done. And some of you even have a little extra cabbage in your pocket with the little fund that got distributed. So maybe you've got a little, maybe you've decided to spend that on a little home improvement project. Well, if you have, or if you're contemplating that or thinking about that, give us a ring and let's talk through what it is you'd like to get done. And we'll give you some tips and some tricks of the trade on what materials to use, what tools to use, and a couple techniques or two that might make the job go just a little bit easier and even possibly look a little bit more professional when you're done. And you'll have people coming by and saying, wow, who did you hire to do this? And you can just stand up, pop your chest out, and say, I did that myself with help from the team at Rosie on the House.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions can be sent to 411-923, or you can email us at info@rosieonthehouse.com. If you need to send a picture, send it through the email. And you had mentioned, a stimulus.
Yes.
One of the reports in the industry said that 58% of homeowners planned to use that on
home improvement,
something on their home.
Very good. Very good. Well, if that's you, give us a ring and let us help you maximize that investment by using your own labor, if possible, or hiring the right person to tackle that little job. One of the things we wanted to talk about this particular hour, if you've subscribed to our newsletter, you know we wanted to talk a little bit about right. We're actually going to stay in the outdoor living arena here for a little while. One of the issues we've seen over all the years, but seems to be creeping into our conversation more often now, is the right plant in the wrong place. Or John Eisenhower used a term the last time he was in studio. He says that plant has outlived its landscaping function, outlived its landscaping intent. And I think it has to do, Romy, with the age of the housing stock in Tucson and Phoenix now. Trees that were planted 20, 30, 40 years ago that have been nice little shade functions for the family in the yard have now started penetrating old, aged foundations or septic or sewer lines. And we're just seeing this more and more and more often about things that have outlived their landscaping purpose. And, you know, if your yard hasn't been re-engineered with plants and irrigation and hardscape in the last 20 or 30 years, it might just be the right time to reassess. And if you're in that mode of reassessing, we just wanted to bring some things up this hour you might want to think about.
Distance, you know, your trees, plants, there are exceptions, you know, like a palm tree, their root zones aren't all that invasive, but your more traditional trees like your mesquites or anything, Palo Verdes, oaks, as tall as that tree is expected to get, that's as far away from the home as you want to plant it. You know, that root zone will go to the extent of that, the branches. And we see all too often, not only does that plant it too close eventually start to heave the foundation as the roots grow, but the branches as they overhang the roof and can cause some roof damage, gutter damage, things of that nature. Now, we advocate for shading the home, and we advocate for tree canopies.
What was that study you were sharing in the office just last week? The temperature of shaded soil.
Yeah, it was like a 40-degree variance,
I think. It could be as much as a 40-degree variance, and people want to know what they can do passively to cut their summer cooling bills. Well, shading that south and that west is really strategically important, but on your point, make sure you think 20 years in advance.
You know, and at the point that you are, you know, if you're in that situation where you're in that home, you know, cutting down an old mature tree is a very hard thing to do. You know, nobody wants to do that unless they're just so overly frustrated with it. But you know, that's the hard thing is, you know, you get to that, and to correct the problem, you have to then cut this tree, and you've got this huge void in your on your property that nobody enjoys.
Well, it's one of the things we'd like to ask you to think about today, you know, is are you thinking about too much plant for too little space? There's a great, great resource at the Arizona Municipal Water Users Association, AMWA, and it talks about, do you have enough space for this plant you're thinking about planting now? You've heard John J. Harper say on the show for years, the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago or today. But be thinking 20 years in advance. And this particular resource guide will tell you what to expect in that plant's growth, both in width and in height. I had the opportunity to meet a homeowner this week who is contemplating a little remodel, and they live in one of the subdivisions in the Phoenix area that are up on the side of a hill overlooking the valley. And I thought, this is like about the quietest neighborhood I've ever driven through. This is really nice. But it also startled me as to how visible everything was. And as we were leaving, I mentioned that to the homeowner, and he says, well, our homeowners association forbids any tree in this subdivision to be taller than your house. And at that, and I drove around the subdivision, and I thought, that's it. There's nothing in this subdivision that's blocking the next guy's view out to capture Piestewa Peak and North Mountain and the valley below it. I thought, well, that's, and there were lots of vegetation, and it looked good. But HOA determined no trees above roofline.
So they just top it all, or the tree variety was just kind of dwarfed?
It varied. The trees are your responsibility. You just have to abide by the rules. They weren't common area trees. So there were a few homeowners that just top them. But then there were others that had them properly pruned and really looked really, really good.
I wonder how often Save a Tree is out there maintaining those. Golly. And making sure that they're nice and beautiful and within HOA and restrictions.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, In the couple neighborhoods we live in right now, we've had two monster homes go up immediately adjacent to our properties. And it's kind of, I don't like change anyway, but but when someone puts a second story bedroom balcony
in your backyard,
in my backyard, boy, I'm looking for the right plant right there. Man. I'm looking for the right plant. I'm not sure what it's going to be. It might just be a big old steel building that goes up in my backyard.
And the balcony is facing right down into your backyard.
It is. It is.
I don't get it.
We've been by ourselves, you know, in that little island of a piece of property for 32 years. Yeah. And so I guess we're just spoiled, Rosie.
Well, we are that. We are that. We have been very blessed and we are very spoiled. But I think before I would do that to a neighbor, I would go over and visit with them. And at least kind of give them a heads up. So the right plant, that's one situation I've got to deal with. I've shared with you a situation a homeowner has to deal with. What are you currently dealing with in the way of, what are you considering in the way of planting? And I couldn't encourage you enough to think strategically about shade as well as water usage. I mean, just look at the tub ring at Lake Powell. I mean, it's devastating. We've got to be really careful about what we're planting.
And we'll continue that conversation here shortly, along with what you can do up close to your home in the proper way to what needs to be done to the foundation before you introduce any kind of moisture around it.